Chapter 13. Jace Malcolm shifted his position, unable to get comfortable on the couch in the living room of his modestly furnished apartment as he waited for Theron to arrive. The Supreme Commander wasn't normally so restless. During his military career, he'd spent many hours just sitting and waiting. A soldier's life was long stretches of boredom, broken up by brief interludes of intense action. He'd learned long ago how to stay calm and relaxed as the minutes ticked by. But this situation was unlike anything he'd ever dealt with before. When the buzzer at his door rang, he actually sprang to his feet and paused a moment to collect himself before opening the door.
"Thanks for coming, Theron,"
he said to the young man on the other side.
"I'm not going to miss a meeting with the Supreme Commander," Theron replied.
"This wasn't an order," Jace assured him. "Just a request."
"Coming from someone in your position, they're basically the same thing."
Jace nodded. He had been an officer in command of others for many years, but his recent promotion to Supreme Commander had taken things to a level he still wasn't quite used to.
"Come in and sit down," he said. "Please," he added, hoping to make it seem like an invitation.
Theron settled into one of the two chairs across from the couch. Jace couldn't help but notice his choice of seat, facing the door and the farthest position away from where anyone else could sit.
"Nice place you have here, Commander. Kind of expected the walls to be covered with all your medals and commendations."
"They clashed with the drapes," Jace explained. "Can I get you something to drink? I've got a nice Alderaanian vintage if you like wine, or Corellian Reserve if you prefer brandy."
"No thanks, sir."
"How about some Mandalorian Kryge?"
"Always wanted to try the hard stuff," Theron said. "Sure, I'll take a glass."
Jace made his way over to the liquor cabinet in the corner and poured them both a shot, then brought it over to his guest before taking a seat on the couch facing him. In the light of the apartment, he could see that Theron favored his mother's side. He could make out a few faint hints of Satil Shan in the younger man's features, though if he didn't know who his mother was, it wouldn't have been noticeable.
"To the Republic?" Theron asked, holding up his glass.
"The Republic,"
Jace agreed, and they both downed their drinks in a single gulp. Theron coughed and sputtered for a few seconds, a common reaction in those tasting Kryge for the first time.
"Want another?"
Jace asked.
"It'll grow on you."
"I'm good,"
Theron gasped, his face still red from choking on the first glass. They set their empty glasses on the coffee table between them, and an uncomfortable silence settled over the room. Jace knew Theron was waiting for him to speak, but he honestly didn't know where to begin.
"I served with your mother," he finally said, "on Alderaan. She was a remarkable woman."
He could see a change come over Theron's face. He was suddenly guarded and wary.
"I figured you knew," he said. "Is that why you picked me for this mission?"
"I've seen your service record, Theron. You've earned this."
"You didn't answer my question."
"I wondered if there was some of your mother in you,"
Jace admitted.
"I don't mean to be rude, Commander, but if you brought me here to ask about Satil, you're out of luck."